Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Big Brother 4 Blockumentary. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me again is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
It's going to take a small army and a half a dozen Mack trucks to keep me away from this podcast.
Oh, boy.
I'm that ready. I'm ready. I'm fired up. We're in the home stretch. I'm as ready as Allison was for this veto. Can't stop me. Moving along.
Nothing. You're gonna borrow Donnie's strength and explosiveness.
Yeah. That's what I always do. Whenever I need to do something major, I just say, "Hey, I got Donnie's strength and explosiveness." Explosiveness. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Worked out for Allison.
It did. It's week 9 in the Big Brother 4 house. This is the penultimate episode of the Blockumentary, because after this we're down to our final 3 and then the final 2, where we will crown a winner of Big Brother 4. And this is an interesting week. It's a good week. Obviously, you know, things are winding down strategically because there's only 4 players left. But in terms of a final 4, I think that this is a pretty good one. A lot of times the outcome is a foregone conclusion, even to the house guests. But in this season, we see that they are going to be lying to each other all the way down to the end.
Oh, yeah. And you can't really blame them. Like, at this point, everybody is probably so paranoid that they just want to make sure they've got all their bases covered. It's better to, you know, promise everybody everything and then lie in the moment and have to take it back rather than cut off some potential bridges to get yourself to the end. At least in my opinion, I say do what you can do to get to that final 3 and then, you know, apologize later.
Yes. So we start episode 27 with some fallout from G's eviction. June talks about how she suckered him in, and she counts it as a personal victory that she managed to get him out.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, G was looking like he was probably going to win if he got to the end against any of these people left. And so I think if June is thinking that she can use that as part of her potential resume, if you will, that's another good one to put on there. Even if it wasn't a very contentious eviction, probably because it wasn't so contentious, you know, G would let her use that as a positive thing. Her relationship with G was fascinating this whole season, just because she really was the person who worked that X's twist the best. And even though G wasn't the last X here, you know, Erica and Robert were, I still think that they optimized that twist the most.
Yes, for sure. And she even says, you know, I did feel a twinge of guilt, of regret, that like, oh, he wanted it and he could use this money, but then it went away.
Yeah, she felt really bad. She could probably do something nice for him post show, but I don't even know if that happened.
Probably not.
Probably not. Robert also is feeling a little sad. He feels like nobody played a better game than G. Erica feels that it was strategically really nice that G was leaving because he was a strong player. And I'm a little bit tired of Erica trying to be super nice the second anyone leaves. She's like, oh, I'm sad to see them go because whatever. But then 2 seconds later is like, now I'm, you know, the claws are coming out. It's all strategy. Pick a lane. You can't have both ways. Whatever. Robert's the last of the dream team. He almost cried. He seems kind of sad. Robert's going to have a moody couple days here this week.
Well, it's going to turn around pretty quickly for him, because He's going to win the HOH. Erica barely losing to him. She is just 6 hours too many. And Robert is going to win the final four HOH. And I can say that she was very annoyed that she lost this competition. She and the rest of the women wanted a recount of like how many hours it actually was before June was like, actually, I did the math. It is exactly 6 hours below the time that you put. Erica was also very pleased that Nathan said that she was the sexiest. However, she was actually pretty upset that Jack called Nathan the most attractive.
Oh, well,
she was like, why did he say that? What about me?
Yeah. Yikes. She can talk to him about that in the jury house, I guess. Yeah. Watch the show if you really want to see how Jack truly feels about you, Erica. I think you'll be more pleasantly surprised in that. I feel like the girls, you know, they definitely wanted to have the three women there in the end. And it's based on Erica's perception of the people in the house. While she could be frustrated that she wasn't the winner, from her point of view, this actually wasn't a terrible outcome because Robert's, you know, not going to want her to leave. And then if she thinks that Allison also is her right-hand woman, you know, little sister type, then she probably feels pretty good for most of the week until Allison starts to get waffly. So this could, it's not going to work out for Erica, but it on the surface doesn't seem like that bad of a situation.
Well, it was still a bad situation because it took like the biggest target on the board off the board, which definitely put her in a lot more danger than she otherwise would have been in. If Robert doesn't win this HOH, then Erica is basically a lock for the final three. And so like it was definitely pretty bad.
Right. Yeah. And it would have been really nice for the show also just to have the three women at the end and do something different. And since they're, while Erica's going to come in fourth here, I think most people think back on this show, and we've talked about it throughout, that like these three women are the biggest characters of this season by far.
Yeah. And, you know, I do think that it was, while Robert winning this HOH put June also in some danger in the final four, whereas otherwise she was probably a lock. It also was kind of a break because I do think that Erica would have been a stronger competitor in the final three HOH. And if Erica manages to sneak her way into the final two, then she will beat either Allison or June. And she, quite frankly, is not even going to be taking June. So it probably wouldn't have been a good thing to get rid of Robert over Erica here if that was what was going to happen.
Right. Yeah, definitely. It's interesting. The worst case scenario for Erica is probably if June can't win the HOH. She was the previous one. So, oh, well, yeah, that would have been not great anyway. It's not going to work out for Erica. So, oh, well. So that's mostly the aftermath there. Allison is going to start talking with Erica and saying, you know, if June gets to the end, that she might get some votes. It's just continuing to plant these seeds that Erica needs to work with Allison and they should stay together in the end, and keep her promise that if she's up against June, that that Erica will vote to keep Allison and that she will do the same, vice versa. So Allison's going to jump right in here, and June is feeling like this is just perfect scenario for Robert because the three women are going to have to start turning on each other.
Yeah, there's a few things that are happening here. You have June continuing her ploy from the previous week where she was trying to get Allison to worry about Erica and Robert working together. And so she immediately is going to go to Allie and be like, watch out, Robert's going to make a deal with Erica. Like they're going to be trying to take each other to the final two. And so that's the work that June is putting in with Allie to make sure that Allie doesn't want to keep Erica over her. And then Allie is going to be doing some work with Erica where she is trying to convince Erica that, you know, we love each other and we'll take each other to the final two and watch out because we can't beat June. And Allie is pretty convincing here because Erica is going to leave the house thinking maybe I can't beat June, which, again, we have some interesting jury dynamics here where this ploy to convince Erica that she can't beat June has actually bolstered June's standing with members of the jury, meaning Erica, who is going to be going off to the jury, talking about how June was a big jury threat, which, again, I think is interesting when you look at Allie versus June in the end.
Right. And well, so since Allison's one of her reasons that she likes to tell people that they should not get rid of her is because she's, you know, everyone in the jury hates her and she's not going to get any votes there because the people in the house usually say, Allison, I have to put you up because you're a big threat, because you're so strong, etc. So when someone comes at you with that, you feel like you need to downplay your skills and talk about how you can't beat. But because of that, she's just nailing into everyone's head like, oh, I can't win. Everyone hates me. Which is then what they think when they're on the jury. So, it's this tricky back and forth of telling people in the house something that's going to want to make them keep you around, but also still allow them to want to vote for you if you do get to the end.
Yeah, I think there are a few things here that Allie does that are a clear failure of jury management throughout the week. And she's obviously not been somebody that has been very good at jury management to begin with throughout the game. But if there was any chance she could have of getting Erica's vote and by extension, hopefully Jack's vote, which would at least put her in contention to win the game. And all she needs is one from the Stooges or Dana, which is going to be difficult, but still theoretically possible. But she's really going to drop the ball here and she's not going to, she's not only not going to pick up on the opportunity, but I think she's actively going to hurt her chances in a few different ways, but we'll talk about it as we get there. Robert has an HOH room. He got his honey bear.
Yeah. And so this is the start of Erica kind of playing, like June's going to say, watching Erica play girlfriend to Rob, where, you know, she talks about like, oh, you know, I'm just the supportive girlfriend. And oh, this honey bear is the same one that you used to give me. And oh, you're so sweet. Look at all the stuff from your daughter. And Erica does this all week, but she also tells us that she is really annoyed with Robert and doesn't like is just playing this and doesn't really like hanging out with him. And when I watched her this week, I felt like it was extremely transparent if I was Robert that she was just playing this, because anytime they're alone and they're talking, she seems like she's giving him one word answers, is like treating him like a pariah. So I don't think that she's doing an amazing job, but June's definitely going to use this to also bolster that idea with Allison that like Erica and Robert have something going on and that they're going to pit the two of them against each other.
Yes. And it really is that way on the feeds as well, that Robert is just constantly like talking about going on dates with her and, you know, how he finds her attractive. And she's just like, yeah, well, thanks, Robert. And he's just like not picking up on it at all.
Right. He's like, oh, we're going to go to the end together. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like, well, you promise you'll go to the end with me. Yeah. Yeah, I told you so. Mm-hmm. Like that is just red flags abound for her not really being on his side or listening to him. So she's not doing a great job there, but it's like the times that she does the best job are when the other girls happen to be around. And so it just makes it look even worse.
Exactly. And it makes June want to hurl.
Mm. Yes.
But so Robert and Erica, they do have this conversation on the show that he proposes that they go to the finals together. So there is this is the conversation he has in the HOH room. There was more to this on the feeds where he's talking to her about, he's saying to Erica, you know, I never really wanted you out. It was always G and Justin. They were the ones that thought you were a threat. He's later going to say on the show, in the diary room and to Julie, that this is a genuine alliance and that he genuinely wants to move forward with her. But this is a very much a blatant lie. And I'm not sure if he believes it himself or not. But he's really trying to convince her that, like, I was always trying to protect you all season long. It was always the other two. He talks about how he doesn't want Allie or June to make it to the final two and have a chance to win, because he doesn't think either of them deserve to win. And so he would be happy to lose to her if that's what it meant by getting to the end. Of course, he knows that he has a pretty good chance of beating her. He says specifically he wants Allie out. Allie is the one that he wants to have go home. She is too big of a threat competition wise. Erica counters. She says she wants June out. She's concerned that she won't be able to beat her in the end. And she also is under the assumption that Allie will take her to the end, which is probably true if we're talking about Allie versus who Allie will take, Erica or Robert. And so Robert is kind of like, okay, maybe, but eventually talks Erica back around to agreeing that Allie should go first. And my biggest question for the whole week is, what would Erica have done if she won the veto? I think there's a lot of signs pointing to the fact that she would have evicted June, but there are also some signs that point to the fact that she was actually convinced to evict Allie. And so, you know, it's an interesting question to look at as we move forward here. So we also get Allie and June, who see that Erica goes into that HOH room with Robert, and they're going to be complaining about it. They're going to be calling Erica all kinds of names, saying that that it's disgusting. And Allie is telling us that she hopes Erica isn't hooking back up with Robert, because that would just be gross. It's very, very annoying to see. This is when Erica tells us that if she had her choice, she would take out June, because both Allie and Robert will take her to the end. Now, after Erica finishes her conversation with Robert, Allie went in to talk to him in the HOH room as well, to have their conversation, and Erica came out to talk to June. So this scene that we saw in the episode of Allie and June complaining about Erica, June immediately ratted Allie out to Erica, saying Erica is saying all of these nasty things about you, thinking that you're trying to make a deal with Robert, and ends up making a deal with Erica to evict Allie this week. Erica agrees to it because she says that's what Robert wants, and it means that we'll be safe. So we will evict Allie if we win the veto. Then when Allie comes back to them, she asks Erica, who did Robert say he wanted out more, between myself and June? And Erica says, I don't know, he didn't tell me. So again, there's, and that's pretty much going to be status quo between Erica and Allie. Erica is not telling Allie everything, but she is telling June all of the things, despite the fact that she seems to want June out and Allie to stay. So again, interesting dynamics here as we move forward through the week.
Well, I would assume in that scenario, it's also because Erica wants to just reassure, if June happens to win the veto, that June will take out Allison. I think that's why Erica would be doing that, trying to think of how that would also help her for not telling Allison the same thing. I guess if she told Allie that Robert's target was her, that Allie might get mad at Erica for not trying to save her more and might take it out on her. I don't know. Well, probably so just covering your bases.
There's more to this as well, where like it really starts to get contentious between the two of them. And so over the course of the week, Erica does occasionally try to convince Robert again, like, should we evict June instead of Allie? But he doesn't budge, and she does seem to accept it. And she continues to withhold a lot of information from Allie, to the point where they both are like visibly annoyed with each other, according to the people watching the feeds at the time, they were saying like they were having these conversations where they were both lying to each other's faces, and it seemed like they both knew it, and that they were both pretty like passive aggressive to each other, because Erica knew that Allie was trash talking her, and she knew that people were trying to get Allie out. and it might, she might be one of those people. And Allie is lying about how she's actually aligned with June and she's actually trying to get Erica out. And so there was this kind of like mutual understanding of like vitriol, between the two of them throughout the week as this tension built, which again kind of points to this idea of like what would Erica have done if she had won this veto? After the veto is won by, you know, we'll talk about after the veto is won, things seem to change and go in a different direction. But it's really, honestly, I think it's difficult to tell what would have happened because it really does feel like Erica was leaning toward evicting Allie against what she kind of wanted up until the point that the veto is won and things change. But I could be wrong about that. We never get a clear answer, unfortunately.
Right. What we do get a clear picture of is that Robert thinks June is really horny and that's why she's giving him massages.
Oh boy. I have this whole quote. He says, are you prepared for this?
Oh,
she just does it so hard that it feels so, so good. She loves giving the massages because she gets to sit on me and she like does. I think it is sexual. I think she does get turned on by it because she is getting horny and she's probably the horniest girl in the house. I think she likes it too. That's why every time I ask her to do it, she'll jump right on it. Cut to June looking at the cameras, rolling her eyes as she's sitting on top of him.
There's way too much people straddling each other in this season.
And look, I've talked about this with Rob on past blockumentaries. People are still using horny.
Yeah.
Too much.
Too much.
I don't like the word.
No. Well, I don't think that's going away yet.
In modern times, I feel like that word is historic.
I'm trying to think if I hear it frequently outside of the context of Big Brother, because that's for sure.
You hear like thirsty, dickmatized, like all kinds of, you don't say horny anymore. It's outdated.
Yeah. It's almost
and
too
so
cringy.
It feels weird.
It does. Feels weird coming from Robert's mouth. The whole scene is great. And then clearly the people in the diary room are asking June if she is turned on by this. And she's like, no, not even a little bit. No, of course not. No, yeah. It's not sensual. It's not erotic. No.
Yeah. So then we get a scene between Allie and Erica where, you know, Erica, she loves makeup and Allie is basically playing dumb, pretending like she doesn't know anything about makeup so that Erica can feel smart, like she's the big sister teaching Allie how to do makeup. And Allie is like, yeah, I'm just playing dumb. This is all to convince her that I'm with her so that she doesn't evict me. And Erica's like, Allie is like a little sister to me. She's a good kid. It is weird that she doesn't know how to do makeup, but, you know, it's fine.
Now, have you ever done this? Have you ever pulled this move? Of like pretending to not know something to make someone else. Yeah. I feel like this is something that people do all the time. And a lot of times I'll even do it when it's just like asking a question that I already know the answer to just because I want either to make conversation or to make, not necessarily to like make myself look dumb, but to have the other person feel like they're getting to educate me on something and throw them bone, give them a little reward. This is always so weird for me seeing Allison be in any capacity, the like younger sister, naive kind of person. Cause she does play this card a lot and it does seem to work with especially people like Erica a lot, but then you also just get the more harsh Allison in the diary room or when she's talking to June or when she's in competitions. It's like a completely different side compared to this. Like she doesn't use this all the time.
She's such a fascinating player, you know, that her entire body language and the tone of her voice, the pitch of her voice changes based on who she's talking to. Like you'll see her in the HOH room with Robert and she's like kind of like fluttering her hair a little bit. And then they cut to her in the diary room, like hunched over talking with a lower pitched voice. But like, oh, I gotta do this with Robert. Like she is a completely, like, she really turns it on with certain people in certain ways.
Yeah. And it's fascinating. And I think that like in those moments, it probably works, but also everyone sees all these different sides of her. And so it makes her look like someone who is lying or manipulating or playing the game really hard. So it comes back to bite her, but it also is working in these moments that she does it.
And in particular, with this strategy of playing the sort of naive little sister role to Erica, yes, it does help her, get in with Erica more. But again, when it comes to jury management, Erica does want to reward the player who she thinks is like a good, strong woman player. And Allison continues to play up this role of June is that player. June is the smart, independent, strong woman player of the game. And Erica, I'm your little naive sister. And we're going to see this play out later on in the week that, you know, when Erica is trying to get things from Allie, she's concerned that June is in Allie's ear, convincing Allie not to do things because she no longer feels like Allie has a lot of agency on her own. Allie is too good at convincing Erica of this role that she puts herself in a position where she's not going to get Allie's jury vote or Erica's jury vote. Sorry.
Right. But I think, like we were saying earlier, that this is it's the way to get to the end is not necessarily the way to win. Like Allison, the reason that Erica might want to bring Allison's to the end is because she thinks she can beat her, which is also a reason not to vote for her when you're in that spot. And that's why the people who do this and make it work in reality TV are the ones who are able to, at Final Tribal or at the, you know, speeches to the jury, are able to pitch like it was a facade. And that's what's even more impressive. Like, look at how I was able to convince you of something that's not true. And here's all the reasons why I actually am the strong player. I was tricking you.
More importantly, once Allie has the veto in hand, she should not be continuing this act. That's where I feel like the failure really sets in, because
right.
She has a long period of time where she knows what the outcome is and she can drop the act and work on jury management. But instead, she keeps it status quo. She keeps the act up. And that's where I think the major failure is.
Right. And I mean, that's something that people do all the time in these shows is the blind side is the move at the end. And maybe that makes more sense now when there are more potential twists or other challenges or competitions to where someone could pull something out last minute. But in this era of the game, once you've won the veto, that's pretty much it. And it's just comes down to not wanting to see disappointment now in the moment. She could tell Erica, hey, I'm going to vote you out and I'm going to keep June. But then she has to deal with those consequences, and that's a hard thing to want to face, especially when you're locked in a house together. It's much easier to be like, I'll just play the status quo, and then they'll be blindsided, and I'll try to apologize later.
I don't even think she needs to tell Erica that she's going to evict her. I just think she needs to stop playing the naive little sister role and start taking ownership of her own moves, because she's basically allowing June to take credit for the Erica eviction by continuing to play up this naive role of like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I just don't know. Like she's painting herself in a very indecisive and weak position in Erica's eyes. And it's not going to do, well for her when it comes to how Erica wants to vote.
Right. Well, I think it's like she has spent so long being this, having this alliance, fake or not, with Erica. And it's hard to go straight from that to, haha, I was tricking you the whole time. Actually, I've been working with June. It's harder
again,
to do that. It's easier to take the middle step.
She should completely flip around.
Right. But I think she's taking the middle step of saying, like, when she starts realizing, okay, I'm going to vote Erica out, I can't just do that. So I need to, like, start hinting to her that it might happen by acting indecisive. Because I'm now going from, oh, Erica, I'm definitely good with you, to, oh, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, to you're gone.
Right. But I think you're focusing on the binary of she either evicts Erica or doesn't evict Erica. I think the mistake is completely separate from the decision. I think the mistake is in everything surrounding the decision, how she acts around it. She's acting indecisive. She's acting naive and little sister like. She's not taking ownership of her moves. That's what I think she needs to turn around. And that's what she does not turn around.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm agreeing with that. But I'm saying that I can understand. I'm trying to come up with reasons why I think she's doing that, because I think as humans, it's harder to just drop an act that you've been doing. It's like, well, you gotta kind of slowly move out of it.
Well, I don't think she slowly moved out of it. I think she stayed in the act the whole time. And that's, I think, the mistake that she's making, you know. And obviously, anytime that somebody makes a mistake, there are, you know, there are reasons for it. And you know, that they make the mistake because they didn't see that it was a mistake. But I think that what we're looking at is that this was the mistake. And I think that if there was any chance of her winning over Erica's jury vote, it's lost here. And I think also that Erica goes to the jury with this mindset of June has more agency than Allie, and that's going to hurt her with any other potential jurors as well.
Is there any argument to be made for why Allison should have taken Erica, like evicted June in this moment? Like, I think what Erica's going to say is that she thinks Allison is afraid of, you know, just the optics of having a previous couple at the end with her, that they'd probably take each other. But I don't know. I mean, Allison's going to put herself in a position with June and Robert where either one of them is going to take her to the end, where Robert's probably going to take Erica instead of Allison. So that's not good. But like, could Allison have ever beaten Erica? Is there a way she could have spun that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think there is a real path to the end here. As long as, like, if she flips Erica, in terms of, like, she wins the veto, I think, on Sunday. And so she has almost 3 to 4 full days of time to basically work on her jury management with Erica. If she's able to flip Erica from seeing June as a big jury threat, as somebody who deserves to win the game because she's a strong player, and flip that perception to she's the one, Allie's the one that's the strong player, and she's been playing June and playing other people in the house, and that's where she comes from in terms of like how she stands as a player. I think that with Erica potentially flipped in the house, she might start talking to Robert about Allie, and maybe even get Robert on board with viewing Allie in this way. He already respects her as a competitor. If both Erica and Robert are feeling a certain way, Erica goes to the jury, talks to Jack. She's already got Nathan. Even if she only gets Robert, maybe Erica is able to get, you know, she's probably not ever going to get Justin or Dana. And because of that, she's probably not going to get Robert. But Robert's not going to have a lot of time to hang out with them and talk with them. So you never know. He might go in a different way. Either way, I think that like this is her best chance. If she's able to get Erica, and because she gets Erica, she's able to get Jack, it's 3 to 4. She just needs one more vote. And I do think, while it's unlikely, it is possible that she could have flipped another stooge. If it's impossible to get a stooge plus Dana, then she has to take Robert with her, which means she has automatically 3 votes locked against her, which might actually be the better move, right? So if she evicts Erica here, having flipped her, and so she has Erica and Jack on board with her, potentially even over Robert, then she could maybe get June, Nathan, Erica, and Jack. But it would be pretty difficult. Either way, she has a very tough road. But as I said, I think that she really shoots herself in the foot and misses a big opportunity to make it a bit closer here by not working on Erica in the way that she should.
Yes, I do think the downside to that one is the event where she flips Erica so well in the house, and maybe even starts flipping Robert, or Erica starts doing so, to where Robert could in some world win that final 3 HOH and then not want to take Allison in the end. I mean, like, knowing what we know, that's not going to matter.
Right. But like, I'd much rather be in that situation, knowing that I've got potentially 3 votes as opposed to like maybe one.
True. Yeah.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show.
So they make some piñatas.
Yes. There's a piñata task. Robert throws a fit. He doesn't want to do it because he misses his daughter. But then he realized he was acting like a baby. And so he does it.
Yeah, but like, yeah, he comes back and does it and slaps a smiley face onto the piñata and calls it a day.
Everyone else spent 3 hours. He spent 3 minutes.
Yeah. The other piñatas looked like they definitely took a lot of time. Erica makes a dog. That one looked pretty good. Mm. June makes like a sun, kind of, but it's like all pastel and then it has New York on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Allison makes Donnie, I guess, which is like, I think she's doing it in a nice way to, you know, be like, oh, boyfriend, I still like you. But like, it's a piñata and she's about to beat it up also, which is kind of beautiful to think about.
Yeah, and it's also like again, it's don't go there. Oh,
it's very offensive the piñata that she makes. Definitely does not hold up.
Yeah, well, June hopes Roberts will get killed first because it's so ugly. Speaking of ugly, Erica gets a very ugly top that she's upset about. I was surprised. I thought she'd maybe like it
because she normally likes ugly clothes.
Yeah, her sense of style.
Right. Yeah, well, she does the whole, if you just take a long shirt and then tie it up, boom, crop top.
Yeah.
That's still how it is. Let me tell you.
Yeah, they needed to collect, even this competition is like, guys, they needed to collect 500 pesos from the piñatas. They got over 2,000, so they were pretty in the clear there.
I feel like this was something that also just did not translate to TV. I couldn't tell what else was there, like fake money. Were there dollars in there as well? Like there was definitely a lot of money that they weren't picking up, but from watching it, it didn't really make any sense. Doesn't matter. They're going to win a luxury fiesta dinner and margaritas.
Yeah.
And the table's small now.
It's the smallest table.
Yes.
It's a reminder of how far they've come and a reminder to Robert that he loves that he has power and the women don't.
Yeah, I think he forgot how weak this week works, where the person with the veto is the one who actually has the power.
Well, Robert leaves his soda cups everywhere.
Yeah, so they have a real amp problem.
Yeah, and I like they're trying to blame Robert for this. Production is trying to blame Robert for this, but we know this is not Robert's fault. This house always has an amp problem.
Yeah, and I think that, like, ants don't just, if you leave food out or dishes out, like, that might attract ants. But then if you clean the dishes, it's not like the ants go away. Like, they still think that this place is dirty. So, like, blame this on Big Brother 1 for why there are ants here. Or the fact that it's a house in the summer and there's always ants. Or blame it on Justin because he was probably more disgusting.
Yeah, Justin's probably more to blame with the spiders, too, because he really fostered a relationship with them.
Yeah, so there's the spiders, and then also Allie just kind of goes on like a murderous rampage and kills all the ants and spiders. Mm-hmm. I don't love, like, I found a cockroach in my house the other day, and that's the first time I've ever seen a live cockroach. I did find a dead cockroach one time, but I assumed that it was very old and would never come back and that I would not have a cockroach problem. And I definitely don't have a cockroach problem, but I did find one and it was the scariest moment of my life. Like, cause you're just sitting there and then you see it running out of the corner of your eye. And then it's so big that even if you get a fly swatter and you smash it, like it feels like you're killing something bigger than a bug because it's so big and it makes a squish and nightmares. Spiders don't bother me though.
Well, that's why you got to zap them, not squish them.
Yeah, I like raid I use as a preventative measure, not like, oh, there's an ant, I'm going to go give it a face full of spray. That's terrifying.
Is it more terrifying than having to squish it manually?
I think I like the idea of like you spray it and then the ants come and they just sort of happen to die on their own. It's like less direct.
I see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I had an ant problem in a different house once, and I sprayed around my vent and then left for 2 weeks and came back, and there were like 1,000 dead ants surrounding that vent. But it was very satisfying, and they didn't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Allison somehow needs more attention than even June. June says Allie, because Allie tells all these stories about like how she was sickly as a child and she was reborn. And June says, "Nah, if Allie was reborn, she was reborn as an evil child, not as some miracle baby." And there's this whole segment about like, is Allie exaggerating? Is she the prototype for Raven? We're not sure.
Yeah, I don't know, because Allie describes it to us like, you know, these things I had that I went through, these illnesses and stuff, this is what shows how strong I've become. And I'm a strong person now, whereas everyone else thinks that it's like for sympathy votes or something. I don't think this is anywhere near Raven levels. I mean, if this is like 1/100th of a Raven.
Really? That's a pretty small percentage.
I think the fact that there were only two or three examples they could give us in this entire montage, and it's been all season, like there were more examples of Justin being gross with his shorts.
Fair.
I don't know. I don't think she was doing this as like a sympathy thing necessarily. I definitely think she probably wanted attention, but oh well.
Well, Robert and June have a conversation. Robert talks about how he wants Allie out. And June is concerned that if she wins, and June tells us that she's concerned that if she wins and takes Allie to the final two, the jury is not going to respect her decision. And that's because this conversation was a little bit more in depth about how Robert really talking about how like Allie does not deserve to win. She doesn't even deserve to be in there in the end to have a chance at winning, that anybody that did that is, you know, not doing something that's respectable. And it's really getting into June's head like, ah, man, it's going to be difficult for me to take Allie to the end because people will be mad that I even brought her that far.
Right. And if he is having any kind of similar conversations with Erica, could be another reason why she would feel also like taking Allie to the end wouldn't be great. I think the whole like, I'm not gonna vote for June to win because she took Allison, who is so much worse, and therefore I'm going to reward Allison with the money. That's like, it's kind of a little flimsy of an argument.
It's a little bit, you know, it's a jury pact to vote for Victoria to win the game. It's a little bit that.
I guess, but I think like, yeah, I don't think it's the, I would take my chances with that over bringing someone who could definitely beat you. Like,
well, yeah.
How often do people get respect for like the obvious person who is probably not going to win, bringing the big competitor, and therefore they get respect? Like usually when that kind of thing happens, it's the two people are much closer in skill, and maybe the person who is kind of the better player like took someone who is, you know, like a 7 out of 10, as opposed to taking the 6 out of 10 choice. And they're like, look, I took the stronger competitor, but meanwhile, they're a 10 out of 10s. So they're still going to win.
Well, I think it's less about, you know, taking the stronger person over the weaker person for June and more about not being the person to take, because she knows that she wants to be in the end with Allie. She doesn't want to be in the end with Erica or Robert. But I think the thing that's formulating in June's mind right now is, can I get Allie to take me so that I don't have to take Allie?
Yeah. Which is something that she's calculated throughout this game of not feeling like she needs to have the power in certain moments, and that's not going to benefit her to be in charge.
Mm-hmm. So Allie and June are talking about how they're convincing Robert and Erica that they hate each other, which is true. They were very, very convinced, which also I think there's this interesting dynamic with Allie and June where the show is going to really, I can tell throughout this week, they're really pushing, they're going all in on Allie. We talked about how June felt like she had like this winter edit way back when the season started, but it's definitely shifted to Allie. Allie is their, you know, their darling at this point, and they're, you know, they're really pushing her strategic moves. But even in the episodes, you can see that the dynamic with Allie and June is less a mutual partnership, and all honestly, even less a mutual like partnership out of necessity where they still don't like each other. It's more of, I think, Allie buying into it pretty wholesale. Like, I'm on Team June now. We're a pair. And I'm still going to play all my angles, and I'm still going to talk about how I'm playing everybody in the diary room. But Allie is way more invested in the Allie June partnership than June is. June continues to talk about how she does not like Allie, how she is like only doing this for whatever reason. She's still constantly making fun of Allie. We don't hear Allie making fun of June anymore. That's because, in my opinion, she was actually like really on board with this. But at this point, the show is really trying to push that Allie is the most cutthroat. And so we're not seeing a ton of it on the show. But I think even the stuff that we do see kind of supports this idea.
Right. Yeah. And when she's going to go back and forth and say that she hasn't made up her mind between taking June or Erica, when she talks with June, it seems it comes across much more genuine. And when she talks with Erica, it comes across much more playing the act, like we were saying. I think that also it's funny with this whole like, oh, we're trying to make Erica and Robert think that we hate each other, because even though Allie has bought into this alliance, they do also still not like each other. Like, her and June genuinely don't like each other.
That's what I'm saying. I think at this point, Allie really does kind of like June, but I don't think June kind of does like Allie. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, I think that might be true, but I think like when you have months of built up, you know, snark against each other, I just don't think it's, I don't think they're doing anything amazing and magnificent convincing Robert and Erica that they don't like each other when there's been that amount of truth there throughout the game.
I mean, I think they, especially like the things that they're doing on the feeds, like it can be difficult to hide an alliance this late in the game when things are so out in front. And the things that they're saying to Erica, to Robert, they're pretty clever in the way that they talk about each other. And the way that, and again, I think it's a bit more genuine from June, because June is throwing throwing Allie under the bus at times, where Allie does not throw June under the bus in the same way. Allie will talk about June, but honestly, even like Allie's not even trying very hard to convince them that she doesn't like June. Allie is often defending June in conversations on the feeds. She's starting to play her up a little bit more, and not always in a way that is like, oh, she's a jury threat. Sometimes just in a way of like, oh no, don't say that about her, that's not true. In the meantime, June is still like full force against Allie. What I think is happening here is that, you know, they're talking about how, you know, oh, they're still so convinced. Erica and Robert are still so convinced that we hate each other. And from June, that's just sort of the excuse that she's using to get away with continuing to trash talk Allie, and continue to play both sides. And for Allie, she's okay with it because it's good for her that she's not connected to June. And she's like, yes, I am doing a great job, aren't I? Even though she's not the one doing it quite as much.
I think it can also be some of this kind of subconsciousness of like June actively speaking against Allie is going to benefit her in the end. Whereas for Allie, at whatever point in time she's made up her mind that she's wants to stick with June and have this alliance, it can be hard to then say, you know, to back up. It's like you almost need to try and convince other people, like, I'm going to take June, and this is why I'm trying to make myself feel better about it by trying to get other people to stop being mean to her, which is also going to hurt her in the end. And it's going to help June that June continued to trash talk Allie.
Right. I don't think this was an intentional, like, I don't think that she was trying to like convince people that this is why she's going to take June to the end. Like I said, I like the feeling that I've gotten, especially over the last few weeks, of that their interactions and the way that they communicate to each other and the way that Allie communicates about June to other people, that, when they teamed up and when Allie felt that she could trust June, she really felt like, you know, when Justin left, she was like, I don't know these people. I don't have anybody. I think she felt like she had June. I think she felt close to June and that she could rely on June. And she still played up this sort of persona of, you know, I'm by myself and I'm not loyal to anyone. But you can see over the course of time that she was loyal to June. And I do think she warmed up to her a lot. Whereas I think June was always using Allie in the same way that she was always using G. So Robert talks to Allie and he tells her that, hey, you're the strongest player in the house. And she's like, oh, really? Oh, thank you. It's not a long conversation. There's not really much to it. This is the conversation that they had that first night when Robert won HOH, and then Allie came out asking who Robert was going to target. And Allie tells us that if Robert is smart, he'll take her to the end. And she talks to him about, I've pissed off a lot of people, man. But it's not going to work. He still wants her out.
Yeah. But this is like, everyone keeps telling Allison that she is such a threat and a strong player. And they might just literally mean like, you're a competition threat. I think that's from the edit. Why some people are surprised that Allison doesn't get more votes is just because it seems like people were saying this throughout the season.
Right. And they definitely weren't saying it throughout the season, but they were saying it here. And I think the clarity that we get is in this nomination sequence, right? June has a line that I love, which she says, living in the house is like having heartburn 24/7. It's you're just constantly uneasy. And so we get to the nomination ceremony, pulls the key. Erica, you are safe. And what he says to Allie is, look, I fear and respect you. You're essentially a strong competitor in this game. And he says, June, you're the smartest person that's played this game. You're a threat in that sense. And the way that, to skip a little bit ahead, the way that that Allie responds to this is, everyone is saying that she's the brawn and that June is essentially the brains. And that is the perception that is coming off. And it's one that Allie has fostered, and she admits that she's fostered it. She says that she uses this to her advantage. And it is in part to her advantage in the game, but honestly not that much, because it's getting her targeted here and it's bad for her and the jury.
Yes, but it has gotten her to this point. If you play dumb, or if you play, not even play, but she has made people mad and the jury doesn't like her.
Right,
she has reminded people
that's different than playing dumb, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't think
yeah,
that playing dumb has gotten her here. I think that being hated has gotten her here.
Right. So there is that. It's like, if you're going to play dumb at any point, you need to make sure you can turn it around to where people think you are smart. I do think that some of it's interesting, though, just because I do think that Allison is a strong physical competitor. And that is something that is respected more in modern Big Brother, especially now that there are more competitions, that the competitions are bigger and more exciting and that kind of thing. Then I wonder if someone like Allison had played a similar game now, would that be more or less respected?
Yeah, it's actually interesting. I've talked about this on an off-season podcast about jury management, where winning competitions is one of the most effective forms of jury management, and it actually does kind of go all the way back to this season, where it was just a few weeks ago that we talked about this, where June won her first veto, I believe it was, and it was at that point that this conversation about who would win if, you know, God forbid, June and Allison got to the end together. It was at that point that Erica and Jack flipped their opinion on both Allie and June, and decided that June was worthy of a win because she proved herself by winning a competition. The competitions did still matter, but you're right, less so than now. There are a lot of things that have happened over the course of the show that have increased the sort of the value and the importance of competition wins, all of the different twists that have gone into play, and the format and the evolution of alliance structure has made, you know, competitions more important, and the competitions themselves are more winnable and they're more impressive. When it's climbing some stairs by, saying who was nominated every week versus this massive setup, where, you know, you die trying to get through it. It just seems more impressive, and also generally it's just more winnable, which means that competitions are a more viable strategy in the first place. And so I do think it's important that June has won a couple of things, and I think that she would have had a much harder time against Allie had she not won a couple of competitions. But it is definitely interesting to see that Allie dominating the competitions is not going to get her much credit with the jury against June, who does not have as many and does not have the reputation as being a comp beast. June mostly working off of this idea that she is the mastermind, she is the brains behind the operation.
So yeah, that's gonna be it for this episode. Allison and June are both gonna talk about how they are gonna fight for the veto, and Allison's excited that Robert fears her and that she's gonna use that to fuel herself.
Yes. So we head into episode 28. We have some nomination fallout. Yes. Erica says the key doesn't matter, the veto matters. And this is when Allie says that everyone thinks June is the smarter one and that she doesn't use her brain, but she does use her brain and she's going to use this to her advantage. That's where she says that line. We get a little bit from Robert and Erica as they talk about how, Robert tells us his alliance with Erica is genuine. He thinks it's a great story for them to come together and get to the end. But this is just further annoying Allie, that Erica is just stuck to Robert. And again, like, we get these little lines. She says, it sucks for me and June, but it doesn't suck for June. It sucks for Allie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That is something that's interesting, that on my first time watching the season, I hadn't picked up on that shift in Allison as much. And it's also something that we had mentioned when she started bonding more with Erica, was that it was coming across a bit genuine there too. I think Allison probably does feel like she needs at least some sort of friend in the house at any given time, even if she hasn't liked them in the past. Friends are not permanent, but they're necessary for her.
I think with Erica, it was very fake though. I think, all of the crap she talks about Erica throughout the last few weeks, like she never lets up on Erica.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, if the alliance with June had not worked, maybe she would have leaned into that more.
I think so. I mean, I think that's just who Allie is, right? I mean, she perception is reality in the Big Brother house. I think perception is reality to Allie. She comes in and she still feels like she hasn't for a long time. She thought that she hadn't cheated on her boyfriend, right? Like, she, in her mind, it wasn't real yet, until Julie reminded her of it every single week, and she finally got through her head, okay, this is now reality.
Yep. Oh, how far we've come from Allison cheating on her boyfriend week one. Oh,
yeah.
So after the nominations, we've got here, Robert feels great being this far in the game, being safe, and showing Erica that by not putting her on the block, that he truly does want to go to the end with her. It is some kind of weird. Robert really has really warmed up to this whole Erica situation too. And maybe it's just the fact that he doesn't have the stooges in the house anymore, but he also needs somebody to lean on.
Yes. And so they had that conversation, and then we see that June and Allie are talking about how funny it would be if they were in the final two together. And this is with a line we get, that they will destroy them all. This is a great moment. This is a good week in the show. I think it's a good final four, and I think it's a really strong finish to the season. When you look at the season as a whole, I do feel like it's a pretty strong one, even though when you're in the middle of it, it can feel a bit slow. I think there's a lot of filler content, unfortunately, that slows the pace down. But there's, this is a pretty good and well-paced season with a very interesting end, and the Allie and June pairing at the end here as they talk about destroying them all is definitely compelling, in my opinion. And June tells us she would still prefer to go up against Allie in the finals, despite the fact that her, Robert, and Erica are talking about taking Allie out of the game. And so she says she is aligned with everyone in the house, but the bond with Allie is the strongest one.
Yes, and she's gone back and forth saying that people might not respect her if she takes Allison to the end, but she also says here people really hate Allison, so she's probably the best person to go up against. And then we have a whole other segment here about how there's a lot of stress and anxiety in the house, like June said, constant heartburn. They have come up with this kind of truce of like, you know, nobody can talk to each other when we sleep or when we take a nap. But Allison is going to see June and Erica trying to sneak into the bathroom and talk at night. And then we have like a half hour stalemate with all three girls just sitting in the bathroom, not talking.
This is amazing. This is this is everything that like social strategy is, trying to control the lines of communication. And, you know, like, oh, well, let's all just agree that we can get a good night's sleep. And then one person breaking the rule and then turning into a standoff, and they're trying to talk, and it just doesn't happen. It's hard. It's hard to have private conversations when there's only four people in the house, because it's very, very obvious that you're doing it. And so this is definitely a great sort of example of what this game turns into.
Well, you could do another off-season podcast about bed strategy, of where the best area to have your bed is, because some people will say it's, you know, where you can have the most privacy and have those conversations. Other people will say it's where you have the most open area sight lines to everyone else, so you can do what Allison did here and be able to watch two people walk and meet up in the bathroom.
There you go. So the veto is very important. Erica wants it to be safe, but she also doesn't want to have to be the vote. And so this is her mindset coming into the stairs veto. And I've got to say, I love this. I saw the stairs and I just had this wave of nostalgia. I love the stairs. I wish they still did the stairs.
Well, they're going to carry their families on their backs.
Those are different stairs. Those are different.
You're not just
ones.
Saying that you love all stairs.
No,
all
only, stair I love the stairs where there's four sides and they're all trying to get up the stairs to the same middle platform. It's just so epic to me. You know, like nowadays we're doing the dumb hit the button the amount of days that whatever, and it's like you're all in batting cages or something. Like, that's not epic. I want to see stairs.
What if you had to run up and down the stairs the number of times for the days or something?
No, it's about the ascension.
Okay. You have to end at the top of the stairs.
Yes. And I love that, like, the person that wins, like, gets to that's how they find out, is that you see somebody ascend to the middle and you're like, no, I lost.
Yeah. What I didn't like about this competition, though, was that the little, like, plexiglass or plastic words that had the names on them, those little things, they clearly were meant to be sort of slotted into the stairs from the looks of it, but everyone just kind of like leans them up against it because it looks like it would take too long. I just noticed that. What did you think about the fact that this is the diamond power of veto?
It's a silly idea, and that's why they're gonna scrap it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I like the fact that it is diamondy.
Do you? Because I felt like that was the silliest part, is that they said it's the diamond power of veto, and it's clearly just like clear plastic. It looks worse than the golden one.
Yeah, but you know, but before the golden one there was the silver one.
It looks worse than the silver one,
right? I don't know, gotta make it different.
It looks unfinished.
Okay, what if it was like the rainbow power of veto? Would there be anything that's better than gold, or is just gold the best for you?
No, I'm not saying gold. Like the Matt Hoffman's diamond power of veto looks nice.
Just this one.
It's clear plastic.
What if it was like the crystal power of veto?
It doesn't matter what you call it. It matters how it's decorated.
Okay. I think it kind of matters. If they were like, we're going to play for the sparkle power of Vito, I think that'd be kind of silly, even if it looked awesome.
It's a design flaw. It looks cheap.
Okay. Well, to be fair, it's Big Brother 4.
Yeah, but the golden power Vito looks fine.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't have a better Vito look worse. So
it's the Robert's Pinata of Vitos?
Exactly.
Okay.
Somebody spent 3 minutes on this.
So the girls are all going to be really close during this competition, and it's actually not Allison really winning outright. It's June making a mistake and skipping her HOH week by accident. You had to put on the steps who the two original nominees of each week were, and she just completely skips hers and goes to this week with Allison and herself being on the block.
Well, to be fair, she was in New York for a decent chunk of it, so.
Right. Yeah. Must be hard to remember that. And she was so close. So she was one name away, which allowed Allison to go in there and get the win. Erica was pretty close too. Robert super far behind. He was on like step 5.
Yeah. June says she felt like a big bird pooped on her head when Allie beat her.
Yeah. It's not going to matter for June. She's fine.
Yeah. But still, it's her fate's in Allie's hands.
If June had won, I don't think Allison would have said that a big bird pooped on her head.
No.
Yeah. She would have been run over by a small army and a half a dozen Mack trucks.
I guess so. They complained about this competition, Erica and Robert both, after the fact. They said that something happened during it, and that they should have reset it and redone it. But the feed's cut for all of the conversation about it.
It was probably that Erica and Robert were trying to slot the little plexiglass things into the side, and
perhaps
everyone else was just sitting them there. That's the kind of thing I'd complain about, like if I'm trying to follow the rules but no one else is, and then it doesn't matter. That would be annoying. I threw a big fit the other week in a trivia contest where they didn't throw out a question that was blatantly wrong, and then I came in second instead of first. I was really sad, and that was for money, and so that's why, you know, you got to throw a fit when it's for money. So I don't blame Robert and Erica here. Oh well. Anyway, so Allie's going to gloat to Robert because she knew that he wanted her out.
Yeah. And Erica is immediately going to beg on her knees to save me, Allie. And Allie is just not having it. That's sick.
Not a good look. Don't get on your knees.
Yeah. Erica says, that's my girl. We're close. I want her to take me, and I think she will.
If you keep saying it, maybe it'll happen.
Yeah. And this is when the flip happens on the feeds as well. We're like, up until this point, all week long, it has been June, Robert, Erica all together. Anytime Allie leaves, they talk about how they're evicting Allie. Whenever Allie has a conversation privately with Erica, Erica's lying to her about all of it and being pretty noncommittal in general about what she'll do if she wins the veto. As soon as Allie wins the veto, it's all of a sudden like, well, of course I was going to evict June. And so again, it's hard to know what's true here. Is she saying that of course she was going to evict June because now Allie has the veto and she has an incentive to? My guess is that by the end of this week, she's so in that mindset that she probably would say to herself, I probably would have evicted June. But in the moment, it was not looking that way. I think you still have to kind of assume that she's going to do what's best for her game, which is evicting June. But it is hard to tell based on what was happening there, and I don't think it's clear cut what she would have done had she won this veto.
Yeah, I unfortunately we're not gonna probably know the answer to that, and since it's been so long, you know, there's watching the show.
I don't think we could have known even right after the fact, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. So the crazy thing is we've had the power of veto already in this episode, but there's like half the episode left. So we got to do a bunch of other random stuff.
We also had Robert talking about how he's completely sure that Erica is going to vote out. It's completely sure that Allie is going to vote out June. And that's, again, not necessarily because he thinks that Allie hates June so much, but more because he thinks that Allie likes Erica, and because he thinks that Allie knows how much June hates Allie, which she obviously doesn't. June and Allie talk to each other about how they're so convinced that June is going to be the one voted out when she's not. And then Allie tells us she's promised them both, so she's kind of screwed. And I think this is where her motivation comes from throughout the week, continuing to act meek and indecisive and like it's not her decision, because she's worried about making Erica upset that she's betrayed her. But again, I think this is where the mistake comes in, that she's coming from it from this place of kind of fear of like hurting Erica's feelings and upsetting her, and like having to be the one to own the decision. She shies away from it. And we're going to see again, Erica talking about how she feels like this is more June's move than Allie's.
Well, and she's in a no-win situation, because they're looking at it like it's June's move. Because Allie is so snowed by June, June doesn't like her, and Allie doesn't even know it. And so June has somehow convinced Allie to take her to the end. Similarly, if Allie had taken Erica, they probably would have just said, oh, well, it's because Erica did such a good job being nice to Allison that Allie thought that Erica was really her friend and was snowed and took her to the end. So I don't think she's can win that.
I don't think it's about taking June or taking Erica. I think the move is always evicting Erica. The difference is in how she acts when she does it, because she's encouraging the idea that this is June's move instead of encouraging the idea that it was her move. And I do think that she could have easily taken credit for this move had she wanted to, but she actively avoided taking credit for it, which is where the mistake comes in.
Right, right.
So then we move on to the luxury competition.
Yes. Is escape from Big Brother. So they're in their striped prison clothing. And this is, you can tell it's a bad luxury competition when at least one, if not more, are throwing it because they don't want to win the prize, which is to go up in the Goodyear blimp. Erica's going to throw it, and then Allison is going to want to throw it, but then change her mind because she doesn't want to be trapped alone with Erica, which I believe is because at some point she's decided she's getting rid of Erica and she doesn't want to have to fake it with her and pretend to be indecisive. And she just would rather be up high with June.
Yeah, she,
in the blimp.
When they found out what the prize was, they were pissed. Allie in particular, they were like, they got like cars in previous seasons. We get to go on a blimp? That's our prize? Really? She was like very unhappy with it. Robert was the only one that actually wanted to do it. But then because of like how the competition played out, June and Allie wanted to be with each other and not have to deal with the other two. And so, it turned out that they ended up on the blimp. And I like this line as well I believe it was, it might have been Allie who said Erica moved like she was 65 with old bones.
Yes. Yeah. And Erica says that she was trying to win, but then she had ball problems.
Mm.
Yes. Because they also have a ball and chain attached to their foot at the same time.
They also hated the outfits.
Oh, yeah. And it's just a flaw to have a competition where the winners are just the two fastest and there's not even any kind of drama of having to pick someone to go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, although that would have been exciting if they had to pick someone and everyone's like, no, no, please don't take me. I don't want to go on the blimp.
Yeah. So Erica is concerned that Allie and June are going to have some time alone because she's worried about June getting in Allie's ear, because she's worried that June is going to manipulate Allie. And so she'll have to do some damage control when they get back. And you can see just in the way that she talks about Allie that Allie has been successful in portraying herself in that way, where Erica is looking at Allie like this lost puppy, that like the last person that talks to her, the person that is able to manipulate her the most, is the one that's going to get their way. And so after June gets her claws in, Erica will need to go and do some damage control. And that's where her head is at.
Yes. And so we get kind of a flashing back and forth here between Erica and Robert sitting there waiting for them to come back, going in the pool, and then the other girls on the blimp. There's also some more Robert here kind of trying to, like, I don't know, kind of cozy up to Erica, or he's like, oh, this is fun. We are alone. And then Erica's like not upset that she's not on the blimp, but clearly not happy that the girls are off by themselves. She makes some really weird jokes here, like hoping that the blimp will pop and the girls will die.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a good time on the blimp. They take some pictures. Allie liked the pilot. Apparently she spent like most of the trip talking to the pilot, and like, and June just like stayed back and hung out in the regular part.
I'm sorry. Who's surprised by that?
Yeah. While they were, the pilot also asked for their autographs. So, they were very pleased about that. While they were away, Robert talked to Erica, and he, again, terrible strategy from these players when it comes to jury stuff. He tells Erica, I'll push my boys to vote for you if you're in the final two.
Yeah, just motivating Erica to get rid of Robert.
Yeah. Allie asked Robert, after they get back, Allie and June talk about their time on the blimp, and Allie claims to have seen Jay Leno on the way there when they were driving, and she said he waved to her. That there was also apparently this big sweaty fat guy hiding in the bushes taking pictures of them when they got on the blimp. They were like, was it press? And they were like, no, it's just some creepy dude. He's probably watching us on the internet right now.
Oh, yeah. Insult the viewers. That's also a great thing to do.
So also, speaking of the jury stuff, Allie has a conversation with Robert where she asks him, okay, who would you vote for in the final two if it was between June and Erica? And he says, Erica. She says, okay, good to know. Who would you vote between me and Erica? And he says, oh, well, I mean, I'd be fair. I mean, I think you could win. And Allie's like, okay. And then Robert goes back to Erica and he's like, I just saved your life. She's definitely going to keep you now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great. Robert really not reading the situation. I also think that Robert is a little bit like, I don't know. I also think that he's kind of weirdly attached to Erica.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're going to hear about, I think, one of the reasons why a little bit later. But
oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. We skipped over America's Choice, which had America voting for Robert to get a call from his daughter, which I will say it's effective. This daughter thing. It did not endear me to Robert necessarily, but it was emotional watching a little girl cry as she talks to her father.
Sure. But like, this is why, and I'm bringing this back. You may have forgotten, but when we did episode one and we were talking about the cast, and Robert's whole thing was he said, like, America, I'm going to be that player that you love to hate. And I said, I thought that he was kind of on the money with that. And you said, no, I'm pretty sure America just hated him. See, I was looking at it from this lens of remembering that there were a lot of moments where Robert gets a very sympathetic edit, or at least like is adjacent to sympathy because you like his daughter.
Well, I don't think people loved to hate him. I think that people in the feeds hated him.
America clearly didn't like him. And
I think America liked him. I think America might have liked him.
Okay, so some people loved him and some people hated him. Close enough.
Well, no, I think it's different. I think love to hate is a separate category.
Okay, sure. But what you said was that everybody hated him. You can go back. You can check the tapes.
Totally fair. I think we talked about this at some point where I was like, it surprises me how much Robert comes off in a sympathetic light. And I wonder if the casual audience liked him. I'm still not sure. I don't have a good read on what the casual audience was thinking because there's not really an archive of casual opinion back then. But based on him winning both America's Choice things and the edit that he's getting, it does seem like he must have been liked to some degree. But when it came to the online community, he was very, very hated.
Not for nothing. When you're looking at like letter from home, call from home, not a whole lot of competition here. I mean, what, you're gonna give it to like Erica?
Well, I mean, he beat out Jack, which surprised me.
True, but he has a little kid. That's different.
It is, but I don't think the audience votes rationally. I think the audience votes emotionally. In situations where it makes sense for one person to win a vote, that person still doesn't win the vote if they're not the favorite.
Yes. Gosh, Robert being the favorite. So weird. Yeah, so he talks to his daughter, Elena, who he keeps calling Mama, which I guess is
a thing. Yeah, that was fine. Whatever. Not gonna judge.
It was cute. They were filming her, and she was crying.
Even June said it was endearing to hear Robert talk to his daughter. Like, it's effective.
Yeah. And this is something we see a lot of times in reality shows, of seeing people interact with their families and getting to see a different side of them. You can all of a sudden know something about these people. I don't think we mentioned already that Allie is also going to talk with June about Erica and how they feel like Erica hasn't actually done anything in the game.
Mm-hmm. They're abbing.
Oh, yes. And they take a pause from making noises while doing abs to have this conversation. It's also something that Allie is going to mention, that she has realized that Erica has been nice to her and has given her advice, but hasn't actually done anything for her in the game. Hasn't actually helped her in any way.
Yeah, which doesn't really mean anything. Just justification for betraying her.
Well, yeah, sure. Anyway, so everyone's wondering what decision Allison's going to make. Allison says that she is the unexpected.
Yeah. Erica thinks that, you know, Allie knows how much June hates her. She must know. But June is so manipulative. She's going to get in her head. And June says Allie is all about strategy. So she's confident that she's going to keep her because it's the right move. Now, this is the end of episode 28. I did want to briefly mention a couple of quick things from the feeds that were not particularly relevant to the episode, but maybe a little bit relevant to past things. June tells a story this week about how in week one, the producers asked her in the diary room to tell Allie and Michelle, no, you cannot catch genital warts from Scott by using the same toilet as him. They told June to help reassure Allie and Michelle of this fact because June is older and more educated. And so June's response to this was she ran out of the diary room and went right up to Allie and Michelle and said, oh my God, you're totally going to get it.
Yeah, that is interesting. Kind of also interesting that they went with June instead of Erica at that point. I guess June had always had a better relationship with Michelle and Allison too.
I just think it's weird that they would ask June to do that in the first place.
Did it not work with
June's personality that she immediately went out there and said, oh, you're totally going to get it. Don't sit on the toilet.
Yeah. Wow. That's a very bizarre story.
There are a couple other stories. Eric and Robert talk about how they actually used to work with Jerry Manthe from The Survivor or the Australian Outback. And they said she actually is as terrible as she seemed on the show.
That is ringing a bell. I feel like I heard that one before. This is not Jerry has gotten brought up on Big Brother multiple times.
She's still a big deal at the time. We actually see in episode 29, there's a promo for Survivor Pearl Islands premiere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're still a few seasons out from the Australian Outback. People are still talking about Jerry.
Oh, it's going to be more. I am 95% sure that Evil Dick is also going to talk about knowing Jerry.
Yeah. Does he also think she's terrible?
Why do I feel like he said he dated her or something?
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
I don't know. I could just be making things up, but I'm pretty sure that she was also brought up, and that's even more seasons from now, even farther away from Australian Outback.
There you go.
Although at that point she will have, well, Jerry was on All Stars. So that's more.
That's true.
Relevant.
That's true. So maybe she was recently on Survivor. But they did say Sir Jerry from Australian Outback, not from All Stars.
You're right. I think that's a good. Take that as a good thing. You're getting brought up on shows that are not even your show.
I don't think it was a good thing for her at the time. I don't know if that was a very good experience for her. But Erica also tells a story about how she went to the Big Brother 2 rap party at the end of Big Brother 2, and she actually met Monica. And Monica talked about how much she hated Nicole. And it surprised Erica because she thought that Monica liked Nicole based on the edit.
Wow. Yeah. You really paid attention to these live feeds.
Look, like I said, there's not a lot that ends up happening when there's only four people in the game. But I thought that these were some interesting little tidbits from the feeds. It's not the first time that Erica is going to talk about having knowledge of people in the Big Brother community. She was entwined a little bit here. But we will head on to episode 29, where Allie is going to be talking about the veto, explaining that now that she's won, this is what happens. What happens is, there's four of us, Robert's HOH, so now I've won the veto, which means I'm going to take myself off and I'm going to have the sole vote to evict. And that's how it works, and that's what's going to happen. And so Erica lets us know that at first she was really happy that Allie won because of their deal, but we see the scene where she's having like a little bit of a tiff with Allie about like Allie's, you know, expressing a little bit of concern toward Erica, again, really playing into this idea that like thoughts have been put in her head about Erica. Now she's not sure. Now she's a little bit worried. And it's, I think the primary motivation here is to shift blame, and not be blamed for this eventual vote out. Which I, like I said, I think is the wrong tactic. But it's what we're going to see here. And then we get a great clip where both Erica and June say, I have an alliance with Allie, which again, I really feel like the show is pushing Allie to be the one that's playing all sides. When I really do feel like June was doing it a little bit more than Allie was.
Yes. Also, just to pause down here, I have looked it up and I was correct. On Big Brother 8, Evil Dick claimed that he had met and had a relationship with Jerry, who he calls a cool chick. So
there you go.
That also could be a negative piece of news for Jerry as well, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
Interesting that both Robert and Evil Dick connected to Jerry when they are so alike.
Yes. Yeah. And they both just constantly talk about how they know famous people. So yeah. Anyway, just more parallels. All right.
Yes. So Erica and Robert have another apology conversation. Erica gets very emotional. And Allie says in front of everyone, I don't even know what I'm going to do yet. Now this is actually interesting because this was a speech that she had actually like planned, with June, where she was going to tell in front of everybody that she's not sure. And then right after that, she goes back to June. She's like, was that convincing enough? Do you think I did well enough? She is very firmly on June's side, I think, through most of this, despite a little bit of hesitancy that she says in the diary room. Erica has a notion that she's in trouble as the week goes on and these conversations continue to happen where she talks about not being sure. And, you know, they keep talking to Allie and it gets it feels very, Erica keeps talking to Robert in this very like Three Stooges-esque way where she's now the G, and she's trying to propose like, should I go to Allie and like maybe make this move or make this argument? And Robert's like, I don't know. I think you can probably leave it. And I was like, this is exactly what happened with G.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. This is Robert really brings nothing to the table in the alliance ever.
He really doesn't. He's really like he attempted to make the correct move here and like trying to take Erica to the end. I mean, he really should be taking Allie to the end if he has the option, or even June to the end if he has the option, I think. But
but I think he like I said, I think he has bonded with Erica.
Right, that's
and,
what I'm saying.
Feels like he wants to.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's theoretically making the correct decision for his game, for the most part, up until the part where he wants to take Erica to the final two. But it does not mean he's a good player by any means. I think he just lucked into the making the correct decision because of how he feels about certain people.
He lucked into the whole HOH. He was so off with his number. It just happened that Erica was freaking 6 hours over. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Julie checks in on the house guests. Again, I don't think there's anything too big here. June is upset that she doesn't have G to pick on anymore.
Yeah. And then she asks Allie how she likes being the center of attention.
Yes, I liked, Julie continuing to just like pound on Allie. I liked that they pointed out this was, which is interesting, that the veto has only ever been used on Allie this season.
Yeah, and it's going to be three times by the end of it. Yes. Yep. So we get a segment, Robert and the girls. 95% of the conversation the girls have are superficial.
Yes. June talks about sex too much. Allie looks in the mirror too much. And you know what? He's not even attracted to them. But Erica is sexually frustrating him, which I really want to hear about. And he's reminded of things that they've done in the past, which I don't want to be reminded about.
I do love how that sentence is said as Erica is like sitting in the bathtub shaving her leg.
Yeah.
I thought that was just, it's kind of funny.
I think this is an explanation as to why Robert is warming up to Erica and wanting to take her to the end again.
Well, Robert's going to say right here in this next segment when Julie talks to him, he's going to say that he doesn't have any plans to get back together with Erica and that he wants to just be good friends with her. I don't know, though. I think there are some things that if Erica proposed, he might be down for.
Yeah, I don't know if they require a relationship, though.
Well, that's true. It's a relationship of some kind.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He would not rekindle his relationship.
No, but I would say that's a little beyond platonic.
He would start
platonic.
A new kind of relationship.
Right, right, sure.
Where he would take care of her for the rest of her life.
Yeah. So Julie's also going to ask him if Erica leaves, who would he want to align with? And he says he'd feel better with Allison.
Yes. Again, this notion of June being a jury threat has now permeated throughout the house, and now even Robert is worried about June winning if she gets to the end.
Yeah, despite the fact that he tried to take Allison out this week.
Yes, well, that's so. Because he was worried about competition threat, right? If Allie is in the final three with him, now he's in a situation where, okay, I'd rather be sitting next to Allie than June.
Yeah, he's also asked if he wants to apologize for any of the things that he said, particularly about the girls last week as well, which we had talked about with respect to how G viewed him. And he basically just says like, I was angry when I said them. I probably don't really mean them.
Yeah.
But he didn't really apologize.
Yeah, I was just mad. What do you want from me? Yeah. I just say sexist things when I'm mad.
Right. Yeah. Like,
it doesn't
like,
mean I'm sexist. What do you mean?
Yeah. Okay. He's asked what he thinks his chances of winning are. As good as any. So probably 33%, which, kind of true, probably.
Yeah,
and probably higher than that.
He's got, I think he's got a decent 33%. If he wins it, if he wins this final HOH, he wins the game, so.
Right, yeah, exactly. So there you go. So then we get some chatting with the pre-jury.
Yeah.
Here. Which is, David, Michelle, and Amanda. I think 95% about what the audience cares about comes out of David and Amanda's mouths. Michelle went back to Florida State, continued some classes. She was annoyed that she got edited as the dumb blonde. But then even her, it's her third question is, how did you feel about the David and Amanda thing?
Yeah, she has not returned his phone calls, is how she feels about it.
Yes, she was disgusted and also disgusted that David lied to her about it. David and Amanda apparently have been texting.
Yes.
Well, she spent a week with him.
She hung out with him for a little while. She is not embarrassed about what happened. Neither is David. David lets us know that grandma loved it. She loved her cameo.
Cameo? I think it's a shout out, but sure.
You see them with their cell phones talking about the texting. And it's like, yep, this is 20 years ago.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. You could fit about four words on the screen. when you're texting.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Michelle hates Allie. And yeah. David, look, I was just trying to get her vote. That's all. I was washing my mouth out after. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yep. And that's it for the pre-jury. They all had fun and it was a cool experience and we'll probably never hear from them again.
Now let's move on to the jury.
Right. Nathan caught a big fish. Jack caught a small
huge
fish.
Huge bullfish.
Yeah, it was pretty big. I mean, it was no wahoo.
Bullfish is a really funny word.
Bullfish. That is pretty good.
Like saying it and seeing it written out. It's just like, it's so close.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's like mackinac.
Funny part. We got told on Twitter that apparently mackinac's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like that we went into a whole segment about mackin' out, but we didn't remember that Dana had said this before.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she said it about Jack. She said that he has a lot of mac.
Yeah. Wow. When did she say that?
She, like earlier in the season. And we had a whole conversation about what does mac mean?
Oh my gosh. How soon we forget.
To be fair, it was again. In a completely different context.
Well, this is why we were so confused.
Right.
Because mac and out. And he's got Mac. Look, I was alive in 2003, but I was not saying those words.
You weren't texting Mackin' out to people on your flip phone?
Yeah. Not in third grade, I wasn't. Man, that would have been a time.
Well, you still don't know what it means, so it could have been.
No, I'm still not going to be
appropriate.
How about this? I'll just start texting people that and see what their responses are.
Let's do it. Well, let's find out. I hope you come back with some evidence next time we record.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll text Will from America and ask him how I don't even know how to use this in a sentence. Are you macking out?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have Mac?
Would you say I have a lot of Mac?
Would you say I have a lot of Mac? I don't even know what the right. What do I want Mac? I guess I want Mac.
I think
Mac
so.
That's good. All right. Would you say? is that Mac? Does it? Is it M A C? Is it M A C K?
I've been spelling it with M A C K, but I, you know, who knows?
All right. I'll update everyone with the response.
All right.
We'll see if I get something for that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. So the jury, right? Nathan's still lonely. He's still. Let's just say potentially horny.
Yeah.
And hoping that Allie's going to show up.
He says, Dana's looking better and better each week, being the only female that he can see.
Mm.
And he's.
And she's taken.
There could be a montage of jury segments where every single time, right before the person enters, Nathan says, I hope it's Allie. I could use a cuddle buddy. Oh, man. Hope it's Allie. I could really use some cuddles. All right. Hope and Allie. I want her to answer some questions and I want some snuggles. It's never Allie, yep. though.
No, it's never Allie. Someone can make that montage, though. Instead, G shows up, who immediately teases Justin and Dana for getting it on. And then they watch the tape of Allie winning HOH and note that the girls are all working together. And then they throw some water balloons at G, who gets off so much easier than Jack did because G's already in the pool.
Yeah. They watched June win the HOH.
Sorry.
And,
yes, June
and I actually thought HOH. This was, again, an important moment here because, as we talked about, even though competitions maybe aren't quite as important as they are in modern day, they're still important. And I think you can see the vibe here in the jury. As they watch June win this HOH, they look impressed. And they look like, wow, June, like, woo, good job, June. They see that, like, she, again, proving herself to be a strong competitor. And then they also see that the girls are celebrating together. And they're like, what are they doing? So that's what's happening in the jury house.
Well, yeah, plus, I mean, even Nathan doesn't want Allison to do well. He wants her to get voted out to join him in the jury house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder, because I always thought about Nathan's vote, and we'll talk about it when it comes. But when we talk about him saying Dana's looking better and better each week, and he's constantly wanting Allie as a snuggle buddy, and then we compare and contrast that to Robert in the house talking about Erica starting to look better and better and reminding him of things and how that's getting him to want to take Erica to the final two. I wonder how much of Nathan's vote was changed purely by the fact that he was like needing some Mac.
I don't think that's how that word's used.
I think you understand what I'm getting at, though.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Allie's going to use the veto on herself.
Yes.
Which is a no-brainer.
They make speeches, Erica. There isn't anything I can say that I have not already said.
Yeah, I trust you. And June says that she's counting on Allie to make the decision based on game.
Mm.
And yeah. Allie says she thinks the world of both women, but has to play the game for herself.
Yes, she's in a difficult position. And what June says, too, I think continues to help paint this as like, June, I'm counting on you to do what's best. Like she's the one that has convinced Allie that this is what's best. Right. So she says, I have to play the game for myself right now. I'm so incredibly sorry, but I have to evict Erica. And Erica just smiles. She goes, says it's okay, but Allie is in tears. She chokes up even as she says, I'm so incredibly sorry. I have to repeat that. So it's okay, it's okay. And Allie's like, it's so hard to do that to someone right in front of them.
Yeah, and Erica books it out of there. Like, this is one of the quicker exits, but I was also probably at this point watching it on like 1.8 speed, so it felt very fast.
Mm. Julie talks to Erica. Erica says, I was expecting it. She kind of was. She never got told that it was going to happen, but she was like, over the course of the week, it was becoming more and more clear that, in her opinion, June got to her, and that it wasn't going to work out for her. And she even says a few times to Robert, like, if she evicts me because it's best for her game, like, I can't blame her. Like, if it's the better move, like, I can't blame her, which I think highlights the mistake Allie makes by not taking full ownership of this move, because I do think that Erica would have been able to respect it. And I think she still does respect it on some level, but I think she respects it from June more so even than Allie, because she gives June more of the credit.
Well, right. Well, because Erica views herself as this hardcore strategic gamer, mm-hmm. who's only looking at this as game. So if Allison had chosen to represent that side of herself, probably could have gone a long way with Erica. But, you know, it's tricky because I also feel like I get why Allison didn't want to pull that punch, just because if from Allison's point of view, if Erica is viewing her as this naive younger sister, I mean, we see this all the time where people don't respect someone who acts, you know, acts like they need your help and then tries to spin it like I didn't. So if Allison had done that, it might have been hard to digest.
Right, which is, I think, why it was a mistake to make that act in the first place and continue that act, and instead of trying to be like, look, this is actually who I am, at least, or even just like, even just again, just owning the move. And it's the same thing that I think it's actually very similar to what we saw Paul do in Big Brother 19. It's the same kind of motivation of like, where these players who are so cutthroat have this deep-seated fear of getting caught, I guess, and like getting heat for the things that they're doing, and so they do everything that they can to shift blame and to hide from the ownership of and the responsibility of what they've done, and ultimately it tends to not work out in this game.
Right. So vote's gonna happen, and Allison votes Eric out. Julie's going to talk with Erica here and ask if she feels betrayed. And like you said, she feels like she wasn't really, because also mentioning here that Allison plays emotionally and was afraid that Erica would take Robert if it was the three of them at the end. She's asked if she believed Robert would take her, and she says that he probably would have, but she would have chosen between Allie or Robert, completely ruling June out here, did not want to take June to the end.
Yeah, she says she doesn't think she could have won against June.
Yeah, so even more good work done by everyone this week to lay that groundwork. She does say that she thinks Allie's the strongest player left, but I think this word strong is complicated because it comes across being more like, you know, in a competitive physical sense.
Yeah. And I think also it's important to understand Erica's perspective here, which is pretty wrong, actually, where she feels like June is the biggest jury threat in the game right now. So much so that she was willing to take Robert over June. And so she expects that Allie, she says she thinks that Allie might win this thing, not because she thinks that Allie can beat June in a jury vote, but because she thinks Allie is the most likely person to win the final three HOH. And obviously Allie will take Robert, because Allie has been talking about how much of a jury threat June is, and Robert is the easier one to beat. And so she expects that because Allie might win this HOH, she'll take Robert and then win. I think that she'll obviously get to the jury house and maybe have a little bit of a different perspective on who might have won between Allie or Robert. But I do not think that she is saying that that Allie is the stronger player than June, or that Allie would beat June in a jury vote here.
Right, exactly. So she's also going to be asked if she's surprised that her and Robert have mended fences. And she says no, like she thinks forgiveness is important. And I mean, it also took, you know, 2.5 months of being in a house together to mend those fences. So at that point, you might as well. Mm-hmm. She's going to get her goodbye messages here. June says that they're dropping like flies. Here's to strong women surviving the X Factor together. Allie says that she hopes that when she gets older, she can be half the woman Erica is. And she had to vote her out because she thinks Erica would beat her in the end. And Robert says he will be there for her and hopes to go salsa dancing
for the rest of her life.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that black bikini, it goes a long way.
Maybe we can also get June to let us know if Robert and Erica are still besties.
Yeah, that'd be another good one to know.
Yeah.
So then the final HOH, round one, is going to start.
Yes, they have to hold on to their key. I still prefer this to the more physical version of this endurance competition, because the physical one is so much more winnable. And nowadays we're not even getting a real endurance in the, you know, first part of the final three HOH. We're getting an obstacle course, so it's becoming even less winnable for everyone.
I know that maybe you don't want competitions to go on forever. You got to film that, whatever. But I love this. I just love the how much do you want it kind of thing. So they're going to stand
on
this.
It's the end. It's the end of the season. Like,
yeah, it's the last
thing.
Pay
some overtime. Like, do what you need to do, man. Like, this is the culmination of your entire season. Let them have a competition of, like, willpower and mental sort of can they pay enough attention sort of thing.
Yeah, how long can you hold your pee? It's very important.
Well, that's not necessarily going to be the factor that takes them out.
There no sleeping, no eating, no sitting, no bathroom breaks, but there is going to be snow or hail or something that's coming down.
Yeah,
on them. Christmas has come early.
I think Allie says, like, oh, this is nothing. I snowboard or something.
Yeah, I think it was the wrong decision here to take off the sweatshirt before starting.
Mm.
I think I've learned at this point you want to put on more layers. Oh, we have. OK, hold on. I've received a text and it says, what is Mac? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
You can't explain it. You have to. You say no. You don't know what it is. You just have to tell me if you think I've got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
at least I'm not
clearly exposing Will from America as not being a blockumentary listener.
Hey, you know what? We had the discussion, and I forgot that we had the discussion as well. So yeah, I think Will's never seen Big Brother 4.
Well, obviously, if he hasn't listened to the blockumentary.
He's definitely going to come for me, too, if he is listening and he has seen it. And I've just ratted him out as not being a listener. Oh, well. But he also he doesn't know what Mac is, which I think probably means that he also does not have Mac.
Mm. Yeah. Only those in the know have Mac.
Yeah. OK, well, we'll see if he responds again. Now that I've told him that he's not allowed to know, he just has to tell me.
Well, we won't see in this episode, but maybe we'll get an update next time, because this is the end of week 9, where June, Allie, and Robert are in the final three and competing in part one of the final HOH as we move toward the conclusion of the season. It's going to be an interesting one. So we'll be back next week and we'll talk about this final three HOH and then the final two and the questioning and the votes and then the after as well, which is not something that we usually get on Big Brother, but they tried it once. They had an experiment and it went a little awry. So we'll talk about all of it and the season as a whole and hopefully some more stuff as well. So make sure you tune in next time. It should be a special final conclusion to the Big Brother 4 blockumentary. But for now, we'll just see you next time.